We are at item number 22. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of letters of interest for appointment of planning commissioners to serve a term representing Precinct 1, Virginia City District, Precinct 5, Virginia City Highlands District, and Story County at-large position on the Story County Planning Commission. I'm going to defer to Kathy on this.
Good morning again, everybody. So we have, the Planning Commission has three openings as of January 2021. We have Precinct 5, which represents the Virginia City Highlands District. We have Precinct 1, which is the Virginia City District, and then we have an at-large position. Our Precinct 1, we received one letter of interest. We're still pending that review. We may be looking at further recruitment, so there's no recommendation for that position today. So we're looking at representatives from Precinct 5 and Precinct, the at-large position. We received five letters of interest, three for the at-large position. So for the at-large position, we have Larry Prater, James Umbach, and Gwen Buck. And then for the Precinct 5 position, we had Summer Pellet and Mindy Dallas. And I believe we included all their letters of interest with the packet that went out to you. Planning staff interviewed all five people. We were very impressed with everybody. We were happy to see their enthusiasm and their willing to serve sort of the Story County community. And we wish we had a position for everybody. But unfortunately, we don't. We had to pick two people. So based on the interviews that we had, the submitted information, and our knowledge of the applicants, planning staff is recommending Summer Pellet to represent Precinct 5, which is the Virginia City Highlands, and Larry Prater to serve the at-large position. Ultimately, the decision is up to you, and you do have that information in front of you, but that's based on the knowledge and the information that we have.
Thank you.
Happy to answer any questions or if you have any comments or concerns.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm going to go to public comment first before I reach out to my fellow commissioners. Is there any public comment from either the applicants or anyone in attendance regarding this item? I'll give it just a minute here. All right, not seeing any public comment, I'm going to reach out to Commissioner Gilman first. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy regarding this item?
I think they have a lot of great applicants here, and I'm certainly in line with the folks that they've identified. Larry brings a plethora of time and term and energy to that seat, and so certainly there's no one that has spent more time getting ready to represent carefully. Some of the other applicants that are there, I'm encouraged by a Lockwood applicant, been a long time since somebody from Lockwood has served up here on the commission. So I'm open to the discussion with my other commissioners. I don't think we can make a bad choice, but I do think there's some options on the table.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. I do agree. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Yeah, thank you. I echo the same sentiments. Super pleased to see all the applicants and impressed with their qualifications. Thankful for staff taking the time to do some review on this. And I'm open to the discussion as well. We planning commissioners is in many ways a thankless job. You know, they do a lot of the heavy lifting for us and delving into some of these development issues that come before us that helps us make good informed decisions. And so I'd like to discuss and kind of see where you other gentlemen are at and what we want to do going forward.
Jay, if I may, Lance Gilman back here.
Go for it.
A comment from my position is history. This is my third term sitting on the seat, so I've had 8 years, and and a lot of history, but I will tell you that I'm going to echo exactly what Commissioner Mitchell said. This planning commissioner group is, in my opinion, critical in the overall operation at our county board, and they make our challenges infinitely less painful. And with the knowledge they all bring to the table from the standpoint of thoroughly analyzing a lot of these applications that come through, these folks are invaluable. And I really want to comment on what a wonderful job. And of course, Kathy is there leading the charge and chatting with everybody. So our decision making is much, much simpler and proper right on because we have these folks behind us. So again, we have some great applicants here. I certainly support Summer 100%. My goodness, that young lady has a plethora of application and background and history with her. So I'm open to a discussion.
All right. You both have said your piece. I'm going to chime in here for a moment. First of all, not to repeat what you both said, but I'm extremely pleased to see the number of applicants that have applied for these positions. I'm glad that we're waiting a little bit longer just to see if anybody is looking to fill that position. I'm in Virginia City. Regarding the current applicants, I would say this is probably one of the tougher decisions that we will have to make, I think. I personally know virtually every applicant out there, and they all bring their own gifts to the Planning Commission, if you will. Gwen has quite a background. I know James has a decent background as well. Larry has been with us since 1998. So for that at large position, honestly, I'm torn. Having to pick out of those three, I would say that to me, the most important thing for the at-large position is that Lockwood has some representation. I truly wish that we had a place for all these individuals because, again, I think they bring a lot to the table. And honestly, to me, it simply comes down to one thing, and that would be that, Lockwood has some representation. I would hate to pass up on Gwen or Larry for that reason, but to me, it really does only come down to that. There's a lot of growth at the industrial park. Chris Thompson has been very kind with his time serving on the Planning Commission. But again, like Lance, you said, we have not seen somebody from Lockwood for as long as I know. I think it is extremely important that somebody from Lockwood is representing the community, especially as the business park continues to grow. They are the closest community there to the business park. And so having representation in Lockwood, I think, is extremely important. I'm sad that it comes down to that. But honestly, for me, that's what it comes down to at this point. Regarding the position in the Highlands, to me, Summer brings a wealth of planning education, planning knowledge. As most know, she worked for the City of Sparks for quite some time in the planning department. I would say that Summer is probably my vote for the Virginia City Highlands District. Purely because of location, that James would be the choice for the at-large position. With that, I'm going to defer back to my fellow commissioners and see how you feel about my comments.
For Jay Lance here, and from my perspective, I do support what you've been discussing. I think Summer's invaluable. I really appreciate, admire, and respect her seat there. And certainly Larry, again, after so many years. However, I have always been in favor of expanding all of our interests into the various neighborhoods. And certainly Lockwood needs a seat at the table, and Mark Twain at that point, as a matter of fact. But I support Summer and Jane in this situation, so I'll defer to Commissioner Mitchell, but you all know where I stand.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Anything? Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I think those are great points, and I'm happy to go with the recommendation from each other.
All right. Well, it sounds like everybody is kind of on the same page here. Before I ask for a motion, I would like to note, Larry's service since 1998. As you both have stated, it is a thankless job. They do so much of the work to vet these companies and obviously give us their recommendations. If we're going to go this route, I would like to possibly throw the idea out there that we would be able to get Larry a plaque of some sort to commemorate his decades of service to Story County. If you both are okay with that and there's a way to work that into the motion, I think that's a very important part of our decision. Being a volunteer myself for my HOA, I know that it's very difficult being a volunteer because you really do give your time. I know they get a very small stipend, but in my opinion, it doesn't cover some of the decisions that they have to make. Last year was a great example. A lot of big decisions came across their board. I would like to make sure that Larry's service is recognized by the county.
Yeah, Chair, I'm happy to include that. Keith, are we okay including something along those lines into a motion like this?
Yes, I think you're fine.
All right, thank you. All right, well then, I guess I'll go ahead and make a motion if you're ready for that, Chair.
Vice Chair, I just saw Summer throw her camera on. Summer, did you have anything to say before we move forward? Got to unmute. We can't hear you, unfortunately.
No, my computer has a severe lag, so I wasn't trying to take my camera off. I apologize.
No problem. Well, it's nice seeing you anyway. All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you are free to go.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to reappoint Summer Pellet to represent Precinct 5 on the Virginia City Highland District, and to appoint James Umbach to represent Story County at large position on the Story County Planning Commission. Additionally, I would move that we instruct staff to prepare a proper thank you to Commissioner Prager for his many years of service.
I'll second that motion.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, did you do public comment?
I believe I did.
Okay, apologize for not catching that.
That's all right. I asked the applicants or anybody in the audience if there were any comments. All right, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again to all the applicants, hope to see you next time there's an open position.